smoke.
And it's your boy, Artist.
Era to get too deep.
Are you Milan?
It's your girl, Flamey G.
But it's Auntie T again.
Ebony, aka Ebony with an I. I'm from the Big Head Radio Show, and I'm
with the King Teeth Network, huh?
King Teeth Network, we are here back live with an amazing guest. She went viral in 2023. Shout out to the deli. We got only Nisha Superior in the building. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you still enjoying all of this?
I'm more so enjoying now.
Okay.
Versus back then.
Why?
Well, because it was a lot.
Okay, let's get straight into it. What is back then if they don't know what's back then? What happened?
I just went there to get something to eat.
So it was a random day.
Random
day.
Yes.
In the hood,
mm-hmm.
Regular day,
mm-hmm.
Going to get some food,
mm-hmm.
And you see, so you going for the salad or?
No, I went in there to play my lottery.
Okay, we getting the real story, y'all.
I went in there to play my lottery.
Okay.
And I also was hungry.
And you was hungry.
And okay. I was like, hey, didn't y'all start selling salads?
No, you didn't.
I did.
Okay. Keep going.
And he was like, yeah, I'll make one for you. And so I told him what to put in there.
Specifically.
Because that's how I eat my food.
Which is what? What was your salad?
Well, a regular salad, but I like to put banana peppers and pickles on there.
I'm still here with you. I like it. Come on, I'm specific about my
Yeah, salad. And then, you know, you have your tomatoes,
yeah.
Onions. I like bell peppers.
Got you, okay.
And, well, they had lettuce.
They did have lettuce.
Yeah, they had lettuce. So, yeah.
So, you get this salad, and did you know he was recording you?
He asked me, could he?
Oh,
yeah,
got
he
you.
Asked me.
He asked you.
Yeah, he asked.
And as he's recording, do you know you're about to go viral with this
video? No, because I was 39 years old. I didn't know what viral was. Like, I heard and hear people going viral, but when you hear people going viral, they be viral for like 2 weeks and then.
No, it's been like 2 years.
Well, it's been a year.
Yeah, it's been a year.
So, yes, yeah, so yeah.
You go viral,
mm-hmm.
But do you have the video at first? Because he took the video.
No, he made the video.
Right.
And posted to him, because I wasn't on TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah, I only was on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah.
Dang.
So, fast forward like a month or two or however long it was afterwards, I kept getting people sending me a TikTok, but I don't have it, so what am I opening it for?
Right.
And then, like, people was messaging me, like, yo, you need to watch this video. And I'm like, oh, I don't have TikTok. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
And so one morning, my friend, TJ, he was like, yo, you trending on TikTok. And so I'm like, the hell you mean I'm trending? Like, so in my mind, I'm like, girl, what you done did back in the day? Like, that's coming. And I was just like, well, I don't know why, but I guess. And he was like, I don't even remember what he said, but basically my daughter wound up coming home and was like, Ma, do you know you're viral? And I was like, Bree, what the hell am I viral for? Like, y'all scaring me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, no, it's for you eating the salad. And I was just like, what's viral about
you
it? I don't get
the salad
it.
At the time? Do you remember that salad video, like, before you...
Oh, hi! You must be Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? So I'm gonna be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop egg?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract,
right? I know.
Now somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts.
He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
You see how easily accidents can happen?
Yeah. And I finally went and opened TikTok.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy shit. But it was only at like 150K views. Right. So I was just like, oh, okay, cute.
That's cool. Yeah.
And I kept on about my day. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go like a week later. I just happened to be sitting at work. Now I'm on TikTok because, you know, I'm talking to the people and things like
that. So are you in the comments right
now?
Yeah,
I'm all through the comments. You see me all through the comments. Because my thing was, I didn't want to read the comments because I'm like, that. I look. Let's keep it real. I looked a mess that day. I just got off work.
Right.
My hair was poofy from the humidity. Right. So, you know, I'm just like, oh, they probably tearing my ass up. And once I started reading the comments, I was like, that is so nice. Oh, my God. Like, so I was just like responding to people. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not paying attention because I think I had 100 followers.
On TikTok.
And, yeah. And then it.
Time.
Yeah.
That you just started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then it went to like 1,000 and 3,000.
So they're catching on that it's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
And then I'm at work one day, literally in a meeting. And I just, you know, pick up my phone and I see, I be knowing when something going on because I see nothing but such and such mentioned you.
Yeah.
So I click on it and it was Lizzo. So I was like, holy shit, y'all. Lizzo is doing, like, she acting like she eating a salad or whatever. So I was just like, that's pretty dope. And then next thing I know, I got a message from her team, like, yo, we want to send you some clothes. And I was like, bitch, you want to see? And I was mad, though, because I'm like, I just fucking joined your VIP. And I paid, like, $59 for that. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And then every day that I woke up, it was somebody different.
Really?
It
so,
would
okay,
be.
Take us some time. What time of the year was this?
It was around October.
October.
The end of October, to be exact.
The end of October.
Mm-hmm.
And they're catching on that it's you. But how do they kind of. Is it because of you, the work you kind of put in the comments, that they kind of figured out, okay, this is. And they kind of gravitate to who you are now?
Yeah.
Okay. So from the comments, you're kind of building a fan base, really.
Yeah, but I was just, you know, like, oh,
talking,
thank you. You know, thank you so much. Yeah.
So how does it, because you're at like 65,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
That it's hard as hell to transfer stuff.
It is, because even then on Instagram, I only had like 2,000 followers.
Right. That's why I'm like, how did you get it? If so, you never had the video,
I didn't get my following on Instagram until like, honestly, probably April, May.
Really?
Yeah.
Of 2023.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
That makes, okay, because that's when I saw you heavily when I first saw, in April. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But going back to October is when everything kind of started to.
Yeah, but it wasn't Instagram. It wasn't.
It wasn't Instagram.
Yeah,
it was
wasn't
TikTok,
on Instagram.
It was going up.
It was viral on Twitter and TikTok. It went viral on Twitter also.
Wow.
And I wasn't on Twitter, so you know, I'm actually a meme.
You wasn't on the two platforms it was blowing up on.
No.
That's just like Topic.
And I'm actually a meme on Twitter.
Are you really?
Yes.
So you just your face and this video is just going viral, right?
Yeah.
What are you thinking as far as, are you thinking I'm gonna make a career out of this? Are you gonna become a were you thinking comedian? Like, what were you thinking?
No, I never saw myself as a comedian.
None of that.
No, I'm super funny. Don't get me wrong, but I didn't think too much of it. Mm. You know, it was just like,
I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Oh,
cool.
it was cool, you know, once I saw. And then it was funny because it was people that I follow that wasn't following me. And then I would get on TikTok and it would be like, say hello. And I'm like, they follow me. Oh, my God. You know, so I was.
Like who? So Lizzo was one, but.
Lizzo doesn't follow me.
But she did the.
She just did.
The video
that you. Jada, and I've been following her for years.
What?
And Jada Waiter. She, yeah. It's so many people that follow me. Sky Jackson. Oh my God. You got all the comedians that's real popular on social media that follow, like Nas from the Gram, Hollywood Jin Jin. It's a lot.
Okay, so talk about this transition from October to April and how you're growing every day. Like, your status is growing. People are knowing who you are more and more. This salad is becoming famous, like, across the world. Not just, like, the salad itself is, now people are driving in just to get the salad, but you made famous. How is this? This is crazy.
Well, as far as people going, I was never there, so right. I felt people would message me afterwards, and they'd be like, oh, I thought I was gonna meet you, and I'm like, I don't hang there,
really?
Like, I'm here at work, so, and I was like, hey, if you're coming, like, if I can, let me know, and then I'll meet you there, like, y'all wanna take a picture with me, like, it was just weird, like, even going places, and people be like, and I'd be like, what? And they'd be like, oh, my God. And I'd just be like, hey, how are you? Because what a lot of people don't know is I have social anxiety. I do. So if you see me in a room full of people, and it's funny because it's been brought to my attention plenty of times, people don't think I'm friendly. Because they'd be like, oh, you just stood in the corner. And I'd be like, I'm trying to breathe.
Right.
I don't know y'all. Right. So, you know, I'm just like, okay. Right, and I tell people I'm approachable. Yeah. Like, I'm super friendly. I'm super nice. And just, like, long as it's not a crowd of people. Like, I went to Beachwood Mall, and they, like, bum rushed me.
Did they really?
Oh, my God. I literally was, I'm looking like, y'all can't see that I'm shaking. I can't, like, I literally was just standing there like, oh, my God. And my nephew, I had my nephew with me, and he was like, just relax. And I was looking at him like, I'm about to faint. And he was 11. No, he was 12. And I'm like, dude, get me out of here. Like, I'm leaning on him like, please help me. But I did, like, take pictures with a few people. But I mostly was focused on the little kids because they knew who I was. And I got up out of there. I didn't even get to go shopping. Really? I went in there and didn't make it past Sephora.
What?
Yeah. As soon as I walked in, I knew it was going to happen because it was this one guy. He walked by me, and I seen him, like, and it was, like, out of a movie. He walked out and came right back through the other door. And then he was like, yo, aren't you that girl from TikTok? And I was just like, yeah, how you doing? He like, yo, it's her! And I'm like, no. And then everybody just coming like, oh, my God, hey, girl, my cousin know you. You my such and such friend. And I'm just like, oh, my God, I wasn't prepared.
I did see a few posts, probably like, I want to say 4 or 5 months ago, where it was like maybe the pressure was getting to you at some point, or it was just a lot going on, and it was maybe some fake people around you, and it was a lot. Can you kind of talk about that experience of you blowing up, like people knowing who you are? Like, you just walked into a mall, you can't get to where you're going. That changes the people around you.
Yeah, and it's so funny because people that I've been cool with forever, I no longer talk to. And it's just like, and it's more so because people thought I was a millionaire. And so it was like, oh, girl, I can't pay this. And I'm like, bitch, I can't pay mine either. Like, I just got a name out here. So I'm like, and they thinking I'm being funny, but I'm looking like, you want to cash out me or something? Like, so, and then not only that, it brought in people who I honestly thought were friends. Or, so that's my problem. And my mother always said it since I was little. I'm too friendly.
Yes.
I'm not one of the people that be like, I don't fuck with new people.
Yeah.
No. I feel like if we can bring something out of each other, let's be friends. So, yeah, it was just like a lot going on, you know. And right now it's easy for me to single people out where I be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And that's about it. Another thing I had to learn, stop giving my number out.
Real shit.
I was giving my number out to anyone who, they'd be like, oh, I just love you. Can I hear your voice over the phone? And my dumb ass like, 216, da-da-da-da-da. And then I'm like, they won't stop calling my phone. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I learned a lot, though. So, yeah, I learned a lot.
And you're developing a career out of this. So,
yeah.
How have you been able to cultivate one moment into basically a whole career? Like, now you're headlining shows. I mean, shout out to Habert Flex.
Shout out to him.
Habert Flex. Y'all just went viral. I mean, literally, shout out to I'm from Cleveland.
Love.
Like, you're really cultivating this thing.
Yeah.
Specifically talk about that moment, because I was supposed to be there. They hit me up. I'm so sorry you couldn't make that one. But talk about that, because so, everybody was in that.
Oh, yeah. Hey. So, actually, first off, I feel like Habert Flex doesn't. To me,
he does not get the credit he deserves.
When I say that man is a genius.
Literally.
So before we even did the video, a lot of people don't know, I've been fighting depression for months. Mm-hmm. So, and he just like, oh, boom, this is what I want to do with you. And I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we start developing a friendship though. Wow. So, you know, we would talk. And he'll be like, so what's the plan? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm doing for real, for real. Mm-hmm. And he would not let me. Like, I was like, I'm over it. I'm done. Yeah. I don't want to do this no more. I just want to go back to Nisha. Like, yeah. And that's it. And he was like, absolutely not. This is what we're going to do. And da-da-da-da-da. He wrote that song. Wow. He wrote that song. Basically, I just was the voice, you know, on my part.
Yeah.
But when I say I love him so freaking much, and he does so much at once. Not only was he putting together our video, he was still traveling damn near around the world putting together his video. Also in a movie, like that man, he gonna blow up all the way up. Yes.
Not even close.
Yeah.
That was an Airbnb. You did amazing.
I love that movie.
Love that movie. Branding. Mm-hmm. For you, was it getting with Habert kind of getting you to the point where I'm going to start making hoodies? I'm going to start branding.
Well, no. Stuff. I had this when I went viral.
Real shit.
Yeah. My merch, I did that in November of last year.
You did it.
Yeah, my brother was on it. He was like, yeah. Well, actually, what happened was everyone was in the comments. So you got to think, every video, that's not my only viral video.
Talk your shit. No.
I literally have like 14 viral videos.
Break them down.
I have the one where me and Mr. Crying So Bad, where I'm in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm booked in Atlanta, and I meet him. We hanging out. And he was like, He was like, give me your phone. Because I was frying me and him some chicken. And he was like, I'm going to say, what's that? And you say, it's a chicken wing. And we did that. I woke up the next morning, boom, it's on Neighborhood Talk. And I'm like, how the hell I keep ending up on these damn blogs? Because first off, I wasn't even following no blogs.
Wow.
So, you know, I was just like, oh, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I did the CMOS video.
Yeah.
That went viral everywhere. They actually laughed. Like, people died laughing at that because they was like, she don't like it, she don't like it. And I was trying to explain to them. I'm like, well, if y'all know, CMOS isn't supposed to be like, oh, this is, I know, it's healthy.
Yep.
So go get y'all one. It don't matter. All my Weight Watcher videos went viral.
So you not no one hit wonder.
No, definitely not. So people always be like, oh, she only known for the chicken salad. And I'm like, no, nigga, I had everybody go vote.
Come on.
People wouldn't even go vote.
Come on.
And I did, what's that? It's a voting ballot. Go vote tomorrow, you know?
Yes.
And that wound up everywhere. Shade Room, Yahoo. Wow. I've probably been on and in over 100 magazines around the United States.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How how hard is it to capitalize on that?
It's real hard.
That
so
shit, it just when it come out of nowhere, you wake up and it's like, God damn it. You could have told me last night.
Right.
So but I can have a drop
it's
ready.
Not that. So I manifested this moment. So in July of 2022, the end of July, I kid you not, I sent the group text to my my siblings and my mom and my daughter. And I'm like, I always wanted to be famous since I was a little girl. I used to write Whitney Houston at 9 years old. And I don't know how old y'all is, but you know, that's when you had to literally write a letter and find her fan club and write on and mail it out. And I used to be like, can you be my godmother? Like, I just want everybody to know my name. I want them to know I'm your goddaughter. She ain't never respond back, obviously, but I literally texted and was like, I'm tired. I literally work 16 hours a day. I don't have a life. I don't get to go nowhere. I want to be famous. I want to travel. I want the world to know my name. I swear to God. And I be goddamn. A month later, we did that video. And then a month later, And it be so funny because I didn't realize how viral I went. I went mega viral. Like, it wasn't just. So I wasn't just in the Unite. I had the elite. I had Kim Kardashian talking about y'all better come get y'all one of these. Like, come on now. So I didn't just go in the United States. I had the whole world. Yeah. I have followers from all over the world. Yeah. And I still didn't get it. So it took me to be live with my friend on TikTok.
And what's your TikTok?
Only Nisha.
And how many likes you at now? Couple million?
It's like probably 5.5 million.
Shit.
I don't really be on there.
Take 3 videos.
I don't really be on there. Like, I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, you are.
I love Instagram. Like, that's where I really can see what you're saying to me. And then on TikTok, I can't.
It's so different.
It is. And I appreciate them because they the reason why, you know.
Go.
But I just more so be on Instagram. But,
Was it hard to monetize on TikTok?
Yeah, because the video wasn't mine.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, I feel like this is a great conversation about a viral person. Because Haver has this problem, too. That's why he travels so much.
Yeah.
That's how he makes his money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to make money off a viral video.
Yeah.
And people don't get that.
Because everybody else made money off me.
Right.
Everybody.
Right. They probably made $1 million off that chicken salad.
They had to make a lot because what I read in the same magazine, he said, I drive a $100,000 car now. So, yeah.
Changed everything for him.
Mm-hmm.
How do you capitalize on going on a viral moment? Like, what's the best way to do it?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's
just hard to predict.
Exactly.
So he's not like, all right, we're going to say this whole thing, and then you put the video out and that shit don't.
Because there's some videos that I'm going to put out where I probably only get 10,000 views on there, and I'll be like, hey, that was good.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's just like when people ask me, like, how do I go viral? I'll be like, be yourself. That's all I can tell you. Like, you don't have to be extra. You don't have to go on there and dress up and do dumb stuff. You don't have to do, because you can go viral in 2 ways. You can either go viral for being yourself, or you could go viral for looking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather go viral for being myself, because now if I go viral for looking stupid, I got to look stupid for all my videos.
Yeah.
I got to do dumb stuff to keep people laughing. No. Like, what y'all get out of me is what y'all going to get. Hey, this is where I went. I liked it. If y'all want to go try it, boom. Like, yeah.
So, one of my last questions. I'm not going to keep you too long. I know you got some food.
No, you okay. I looked. I'm like, all the time. I'm good.
Okay. Specifically, I just had it. I forget stuff. Lord, said, please get me together. I want to talk about not necessarily going viral, but like how it affected you personally. Boom. And how you said it was hard for you to enjoy it at first, but now you kind of are finding it. Yeah. Those kind of two questions.
Okay, so, ooh, you want to know what's crazy? What was the first one?
Going viral in your personal life.
Oh, so, to me, going viral is a blessing and a curse.
I mean, even Rico says that.
It's a blessing and a curse. I literally used to, not even used, I still have my moments. I used to cry like, maybe I asked for too much. Mm. Like, it changed my life for the good and the bad. I lost my job.
Really?
Yeah. Because? I lost my job. Fuck them. I ain't even about to give them bitches no credit. But, yeah, I lost my job.
Because you went viral.
It's more so because I was traveling a lot. Real I work for a company, I'm not saying the name, and I was, so this is how life works for me. I could be sitting here with you right now, and I can get a call, hey, your ticket is booked, we need you here tomorrow. I'm in a contract, I can't say no. Mm. You know, I can't be like, well, so, hey, I need today and tomorrow off, I'll be back. Now, I remind you, the people that I worked for, it basically was a whole bunch of family. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers got to do whatever they wanted to.
Right.
And I ain't gonna lie, I used to be late and stuff, but it didn't matter because I did my job. It was a small black company.
Right.
And then I didn't even know I was fired. They texted me.
Mm-hmm.
They texted me. Then I was fine, though, you know, because I'm like, well, I got a couple of dollars, you know. I could pay my bills. I was helping people. A lot of them posts that the Remembrance page put up with people, houses catching on fire. I'm not going to tell. Like, oh, I just helped this person. I slide in a DM like, hey, what you need?
Really?
If I had it, here, what you need? How can I help you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely a gift and a curse. I learned a lot. I hold myself accountable for a lot of the stuff that has happened. I got hired again at a job in August. I lasted 5 days. They fired me. They said I was a distraction. I swear to God. So my friend was the manager. And when I texted her, like, yo, they just fucking fired me. And she was like, wait, what do you mean? I'm like, dude, I'm in my car about to pull off. She was like, well, what did they say? I said, they said that I was a distraction.
What?
And she was like, Tanisha, you don't make sense. You're lying. Okay. She got the email, I guess, like, a couple of hours later. She called me and said, these some hating assholes. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry to happen to you.
You were too big.
Well, it's more so, I guess, the people. I mean, it's so funny because I'm from Cleveland, but I don't be outside.
Right.
I know a lot of people. A lot of people know me before this. So it was just like, I guess when people hear, oh, the chicken salad girl work here, and it was the whole morning, good morning. And they was like, people don't never come knock on the door. And, you know, to interrupt, that's not my fault that these grown assholes can't do their job. You know what I'm saying? I'm not over there like, bitch, it's me. If you know me, I don't pay attention to my surroundings. I pay attention to my surroundings, but I don't make contact where it's like, you know who I am.
Right.
I literally just be like, I go.
Right.
And that's anywhere that I go. So, you know, my mom is one of them people, wait, bitch, go get a job. Always been. And for my mom to tell me recently, because I literally been looking for jobs every day, because I'm not used to not having a job.
Right.
And I still need one, for real. I don't have these videos y'all see me doing. I don't get paid for that shit. It's people, you know, just like, hey, I can't promise you you're going to be the store. I can't promise that video is going to blow up. But I can tell you people are going to fuck with you. Because it's a lot of people that literally message me like, hey, I saw this place. Have you been there or what it's like? And I'm like, oh, I've never been there. They're like, okay, we're not going. And I just be like, damn. So then I'm like, well, let me go to this place
and
taste their food. And, yeah. I do want to say something to y'all restaurant owners that I have been to. I'm going to need y'all to treat them how y'all treat me. Because a lot of people that messaged me about a specific restaurant, I'm not going to name it, saying how rude you is, and one of them was my father. Really? You didn't know that was my dad.
Right.
So give them the same treatment. And that's why when I do go buy food, I don't go in. I do the Keith Lee. I don't go in.
Really?
Because if people see my face, they automatically go think that I'm here to critique their food. So my shit gonna be fresh. It's gonna be fresh regardless. Yeah, like I'm about to get the best of it all. But give me what you was about to get a person who went in before me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like people look at me as a celebrity, social media famous. I'm just me. I'm just Tanisha who chill, who be in her own world. But treat me the same as y'all treat them. If you know that shit gonna be nasty, give me that. And I'm gonna give my real opinion, you know, like, hey, well, I feel like you could have did this. So I really felt like 2023 was gonna be my year. I was like, bitch, I'm about to be rich. I got the NFL using my name, all type of stuff. You know, I'm just like, yeah, the shit didn't happen. So I'm literally putting a plan together. Because if I can't get a job, I don't want to mess with God's plans. Yeah. So now I got to figure out what can I do to secure more bags for me. Yeah. So that's why I'm on my weight loss journey. And like, and that ain't for people. That's for me, you know. Because when I first went viral and I walked through that Atlanta airport, baby, listen.
It's big as hell, ain't it? God.
Oh, my God.
That shit's so damn
I was big. So mad because people was coming up. Girl, and I'm like, yeah, it's me. I'm like, bitch, I can't breathe. Like, give me 10 minutes. Go give me some water. Do something, that's you know. It. So, yeah. Now I can walk through that bitch. I'm like, hey, how you doing? When people speak,
it.
So.
It's so
dope. I do. I be in Atlanta a lot. But it's so funny because when I go to Atlanta, the love that I get is amazing. Like, I can't even describe it. I just be like, people really love me. Like, I hate to say it, but I definitely get more love out of town than I do here. But I think, again, it's because people know me. So, you know, but at the end of the day, like, my thing is to put Cleveland restaurants out. I ain't really been doing too much.
That's the goal.
Yeah. I haven't really been doing too much because, again, I've been battling depression, all type of stuff. So I had to get myself together because how can I give y'all awesome reviews and, hey, it's. When inside, I'm just like, fuck, hurry up. I want to go back home. You hear what I'm saying? Or I'm trying to hold tears in while I'm eating some damn collard greens. Like, so 2024, just be on the lookout because I'm trying to be in movies,
Johnny.
All type of stuff. Oh, me, I auditioned at Johnny's film. I mean, you know, Johnny, I can be funny when I want to, things like that. But, yeah, like, it's so much that people don't know about me. A lot of people just know. A lot of people do know that I'm shy in person. I probably won't talk. You know, I probably just sit there and smile. But I'm starting to open up about that. And I keep forgetting to make a video to reintroduce myself. Yeah. Like, you know what, look. Y'all might know me from the deli, but this is me. Like, let me tell y'all a little bit about me. I definitely want to write a book. And it's just so funny that people want to know, like, well, how did you grow up? And they just want to know me. So, you know, I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and do that. It's so much God willing that I want to do. But I want to be in some movies. I want to be a Tubi queen for now.
Come on.
I ain't going to even lie because I watch Tubi all day.
I can see it.
So, yeah, just be on the lookout. And again, if y'all want to support my merch, click the link tree in my bio. It's right there. If you ain't got the cash, baby, I do Afterpay.
Hey, come on now.
And I got kid sizes, everything. So
ooh, y'all better get you some.
Y'all better get y'all one.
I love it. I appreciate you being here. I think this is a great introduction to the family. Of if they don't know who you are, they know a little bit more about yeah. you. And if they know who you are, they kind of got the backstory behind what kind of went down behind the viral situation.
Yeah.
And show that you are more than just that moment.
Yes, I'm way more.
And I love
that.
But I don't want to get into how you grew up yet, because I want you to come back.
Oh.
Because I think that is a whole nother situation in itself.
Oh, definitely. Like,
I think that's a whole hour. It's, obviously.
I'm telling you, like, it. I sit back and I just reflect on everything, even up to now. And sometimes I just laugh, like.
Because born and raised in on Superior?
On Superior.
See, look, that's a whole conversation. Growing up on Superior.
I still live on Superior.
Really?
Yes.
So, man, how does it feel blowing up in your city, though?
In my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood, down the street.
And it would be so funny because, like, again, a lot of people know where I live. A lot of people don't. Mm. So this summer I learned I couldn't really sit outside. Because I don't really, I'm
going to sit outside.
Well, it's cute and it's fun. They like people, and it'd be funny, like, I'd just be sitting there talking to my friends, and then you just hear, y'all better come get y'all one of these, and I'm like, fuck, they know where I live. Like, I'm overprotective of myself.
Absolutely.
I live alone. So, you know, come on now. People just don't know.
Absolutely.
People think I'm a millionaire out here, and I just don't want nobody thinking, you know, because I am strapped. I got my CCW license, but
we all are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's dope.
So the last thing before we see you again, it's on the shirt officially now. Mm-hmm. It's called Get It Off Your Chest.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gotten a lot off your chest, but get off this. What has this last year meant to you? I want you to get that off.
What this last year meant to me? Put some respect on my name. 81st Deli. Just say thank you.
Real shit.
Just say thank you.
Right, come on now. It wouldn't be none of that. We know that.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't really get into, because I'm not about to get them. They ain't about to get them no clout. Y'all got y'all clout already. I'm not going to get y'all no more off mine.
Do you feel like that was the whole situation? Do you feel like they didn't show the love they should have?
Of course not. Okay. So let me tell you something, and it's going to be the first time I ever spoke about this, so I don't even go there. I love them. Do I hate them? Absolutely not. It's not even them. Vinny, do I hate him? Hell no. Nah. But when you say something to me, and I just kind of be like, now I don't give a fuck if you was joking, because afterwards it came out, I would know you wasn't. You was serious as fuck. So I had went in there, and that's when they was selling it in my name. And that's when TikTok was in an uproar, like, hey, they selling in her name. Did they pay you? And I'm like, no, it's fine. You know, like, it is what it is. So I went in there one day, and I was like, I don't even know why I went in. I probably went in there to get something, eat, play my numbers, whatever. And he pulled me to the side, and he was like, yo, the brand, you popping. The brand's about to probably be coming. We just want to know if you're going to look out for us. I was like, y'all selling a salad for $20 in my name. My phone off right now. Can you look out for me? Oh, we not making money like you think you are. But y'all made enough to where I was able to fix y'all parking lot. I was able for you to drive a $100,000 car. I'm able for you to add a patio or whatever people keep telling me they doing. And stop disrespecting me. Stop talking about me to people that I fucking know, like they're not going to come tell me. And also to the motherfuckers that do come tell me stuff, how the fuck they feel comfortable enough to talk about me to you. So that's why I be to myself. It's a lot that I don't talk about. You know, I never tell nobody that situation, but I don't give a fuck no more. Like, when you not giving me the respect, then it's the... We're the reason why you got... It's not that. I'm not even about to go back and forth with the... Right. Well, I'm the reason why... Right. Because at the end of the day, it's my fucking voice. And again, my lawyer just hit me up. My trademark is almost going through. It's the chicken salad. It's mine. So, yeah. And I'm anybody business. Who know me it's know business. I'm not cocky. I don't think I'm better than nobody. If anything, I let motherfuckers play me.
Yeah.
I let people play the fuck out of me since last year. And what I do, I'm going to be humble. Ain't no motherfucking being humble. I'm putting my motherfucking neck, my foot on y'all necks.
Yeah.
Give me some motherfucking respect.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. 2024 energy. Come on. Mm. Put some respect in the motherfucker's name that help people and help you. Like, that's real shit. Because it's too easy to act like it's not the person who did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's too easy. Like, nah, this is, it's got to be some consequences and repercussions.
Yeah. Even when I did the, I just did an interview. Well, we both, I did my interview at Cafe LA. Shout out to my good sis, Kayla. I'm 67th and St. Clair. If you want something healthy and delicious, please go check my baby out. But the guy had asked me, he was like, well, first he asked if I can go there with him and take pictures. And I was like, no. Like, but I don't even be rude. I was just like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. Because they got, it's a chicken salad. Spray painted on the side of their building.
Of course they did.
So he wanted me to go. And I was like, no, I don't, you know, I don't want to go up there or whatever. And then he winds up calling me after he did the interview with them. And he was like, so we have a problem. He was like, you're saying that you created the salad, but they said you didn't. And it's in the article. I guess he said that's his mother recipe, and then he created that salad in jail. And I was like, "Y'all, just give me some goddamn credit. Y'all know damn everybody know this is how I even, like, just give me some credit. That's all I ask for. I ain't ask y'all for no money, none of that. Just give me fucking credit at the end of the day. And that's all I have to say. They'll never get nothing else up out of me. I'm not even going to bring them up.
You got that off
but
my
I just
chest.
Felt like that's Come something on. I had to say.
Real shit. Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Is this the King Teeth Network? If y'all don't know who this is, go ahead and follow her at
Only Nisha.
Only Nisha.
On Instagram and TikTok.
She's viral. You probably haven't seen her face ever, but make sure you're following and supporting the brand and the person.
Yes.
That's what we need so she can continue to go viral.
Yes, thank you.
And
want
to keep going viral. Yes. Y'all don't want to do this shit for us to see this shit.
Yeah.
For us to have fun. So thank you so much. Stay in the space of positivity because there is a lot of bullshit in this shit.
Yes.
For sure.
It's hard.
Keep building. Keep growing. This is the things you know where we are here.
Peace.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's real deep out there.
It's real deep. And it's so funny because I told my mom.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to. I got to. That was fine. I'm glad I sat through this.
That's crazy. That ending is crazy.
Can somebody just tell me what the hell is happening?
Oh, we don't know. We're all just waking up. Is there anything you know? Like, do you remember anything?
I think I was kidnapped.
Where is Locke? Locke? Oh, you mean my husband?
Hold up, hold up. You better stop right there before you say some shit you're gonna regret. Regret?
She getting real.